good morning.
It's not, no. Maybe you will not be listening when it's morning or something.
Good day.
Good day.
Seriously.
Good day. Whoever is listening. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Irama Kakraba. I'm here with my co-host and very good friend. Mention your name.
I was supposed to mention you.
Yes.
Why was great to mention
No, why would I mention your name for you?
Before I you are with you.
Okay. And if I were, we doing this podcast? Why have we started this podcast
series? A lot of reasons, I guess. Number one, because Ghana is hosting the Alcon for 2018. So we thought we could just make podcasts discussing football issues, like mainly for women, I guess. And what else?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, we love football so much, especially the women's game, and
exactly,
we just want to do something to bring more attention to help the women's game grow in this country, to be like, you know, the US's and the Germany's, and yeah, and even all across Africa as well. So
we have a long way to go, but
yeah, and we are not journalists, we are not professional football analysts or whatever. It's just two girls who love football so much, who are...
And we are sharing our minds.
We just want to say what is on our mind and hope you guys, you know, listen to us and...
listen to understand.
And share your views with us as well. You know, it's going to be very interactive. It's not just us telling you what we think. We also want to hear what you think and, you know, just... helps, you know, boost the game in Ghana. So we started now because Ghana is hosting the Alcon. Now, before I continue, I've been complaining that people are not mentioning the name of the tournament. Well, I've heard,
yes.
I've been here, Women's Alcon, I've heard
WAFCON. That was the last straw.
What is WAFCON?
I don't even
know.
I mean, and these are even those hosting Ghana.
I've got the name.
The Jerry people have even got it wrong. WAFCON.
And I've also seen somewhere African Women's Championship.
This is not African Women's Championship.
So I don't know which is the correct name. We are sticking with Alcon because
this,
you know, African
Women's Cup of Nations.
Exactly.
So we're from the WAF.
I don't know. The WAFCON was on GCV and I was not surprised to see that.
And they want us to come and pay to be like,
we will not pay to be like this. So yeah, because we feel that this is a good time to start our podcast. So basically we wanted to do maybe record an episode after each match, but due to one or two
life happened.
Yeah, life happened and so, we couldn't do that. So we basically today we'll be talking about the matches that have been played so far, and then we'll look at
what's annoying us. Hey, relax. Don't just go there like that.
No.
We'll talk about the matches so far. What happened? Even before the match, what happened during the match? What happened after the after the match, 2 years, like a whole lot aside just the football game,
yeah,
the things that we encountered getting into the stadium,
so,
and all that
preparations, the LOC's preparations for the tournaments, what we think of it, and about the ticket issues. About the tickets,
there's one more issue, I'll say it later.
The ref.
No, before the ref. Can we start?
Okay, so just 4 minutes of nonsense to chat. So let's start. So
So Ghana said they were hosting ALCO, African Women's Cup of Nations, and then they put out a link that they needed volunteers. Please, I have to say it. It's like it's on my heart. Relax. So
it's worrying you.
Oh yes, it's worrying me. So they put out a link that they needed volunteers. So apply and submit a form at the office. They gave us the office to send the thing to. Now we fill this form. We get to the office. I mean, if you said submit the form, am I not just supposed to walk into an office, drop the form, get whatever information I need to get from them, and walk out?
Yes.
Believe you me, we got there and there was a queue.
We even got there. What time did you get there, car? It was not like four something.
It was four something. Mm. So let's say we've done last year and we've gotten there late and all that. I mean, the office closes at 5. For something, and there was a queue. Fine, we go upstairs. We join this queue, not knowing who is first and who is last. Now, somebody says they have to use marker to give you a number on the phone. Fine, who is giving this number?
It took us like 10 or 15 minutes.
15 minutes to find whoever. And even that, she was not minding us. She's coming.
She minded us.
And then she gave us the number.
So the lady who gave us the number, if you are listening, hi.
So fine, we get that done. Now submitting the form. Now
in the queue for how long? Like an hour or so.
Then now with this queue, then somebody came from the room and told us that when you enter there, all the info we have given on that sheet of paper that they we use our money to print, we are now repeating every info to them back for them to put it on their database. So first question, which I know probably I'll get an answer later, hopefully. Yes.
Is what?
Is that if you know you have an online database, why did you not create an online site for us to fill this form? You have made us go and...
No, maybe people cannot get easy access to internet connection.
No, my point is, we are hosting the thing. The competition started on 17th November, right?
And they put out this volunteer.
They put out this...
A week before.
We are giving them a week.
It was a week before.
6 days. What is a week?
That's almost a week. What is one day?
Please. One day, what... Tell her, please listeners, tell her what can happen in one day. 6 days. Now, reading this form, the information on the first page of this form contradicts with some info. No, you see, preparation towards the competition was very poor. That's my point. They didn't force. And even when we filled the form and we went to watch the first
no,
game.
But you can't blame them.
There were 20 volunteers. 20 volunteers.
Where?
And when the first game went to watch, those that were wearing the red and yellow t-shirt, I showed that they were the volunteers.
The first game. The opening game.
Yes. There were just 20 volunteers.
Those carrying the flag.
Those were carrying their total. Flag. Total.
Maybe there are some. Are you counting your friend, the medic?
No, she's not even part of the volunteers.
Maybe there were some that we are not seeing. You see, on the form, there were some that said media assistant, steward, VIP, why?
Please, Rama, we went to sit in that, where the media people were. Did you see anyone wearing the volunteer shirt?
No, they were all
not. Thank you. They were all in
the stands. So I think, yeah.
The question was bad. And secondly, if you didn't want to pick volunteers, why do you even bring out a link?
They did protocol with this. You know, Ghana, they are now.
I mean, tell us that you have service people who you want to use, and use them.
And even now, we are no longer upset because we might not have even gotten to watch the matches. So now we are just enjoying.
But we are so happy we didn't get picked.
Your ball girls.
Okay, second thing. So the first day of the match, we get there and they are ball girls. We are very happy because, I mean, it's a women's competition and they are using ladies. So they are fine.
They are girls.
Okay, they are females. Fine.
They are girls.
We are ending it there. They are females. They are girls. It covers it. So... Fine, they are girls. Okay, so you know ball girls or ball boys?
They know what ball girls are.
Okay, you know they're supposed to give the ball to them when the ball leaves the floor. I think first of all, they use DB children. If you're DB listening to it, don't be bored. We know what we are talking about. They use DB children in the sense that when the ball goes for a goal kick, these children were throwing the ball to the throw line. And when it's a throw, we are taking the ball to the corner line or giving it to the goalkeeper behind the post.
So there are many instances where there were two balls on the pitch at the same time. And then
the ref even had to go and tell a ball girl what to do. This is not a good look on Ghana anyway.
So I think it's the people who didn't
train. Why do you pick DB children?
Please. Because they are DB, they shouldn't come and be ball girls. What?
No, you pick people right for the job. Not people who have money for the job.
This is Ghana. Where have you ever seen a lot of people who have been paid for a job because they are right for the job?
But I'm just saying, it shows how all these things
anyway,
affect.
Let's move on. Let's move on. So
we are moving on.
Your thoughts on the first match, Ghana versus Algeria?
Oh, what did they just talk about the
friendly? Should we talk about the friendly? Okay, she says we should talk about the South Africa friendly. So, South Africa friendly thoughts.
Oh, we did well. I mean, we wasted a lot of chances, but we did well because a lot of people don't know that some of our players play outside the Ghanaian. Some people don't know. That's why they think some players are not good on the field. You have to understand that a lot of people don't follow female football like we do. Yes, so they don't know that a lot of our players play outside. They don't even know some of them even school outside. They think they are just
normal local girls. Some of them have played in like six or so competitions before coming to play this. So they are tired, and then when they are not playing,
you can't force your body to. So you see.
And then they sit somewhere and make funny comments.
They keep comparing it to male football, but it's female football. I don't get it. Like, how do you compare somebody who is dark and who is fair? How do you use their complexion against each other? It makes no sense. So I just think that we should chill. Like the coach said, don't watch female football with male eyes. No, I think he has a point. Because you can't be...
That point has... I mean, people can, like, misconstrue what he was trying to say.
That.
I guess what he was trying to say is, okay, men's football and women's football are two completely different things.
Yes, they
people said that, oh, this is, it's always going to be a man's sport, so with the women, we shouldn't really criticize them when they go wrong, or we shouldn't, you know, what's it called, be so harsh on them, because it's always going to be a man's game. So if a woman is playing, women's football is happening somewhere.
It's for amusement.
But I think what the coach, in my opinion, what he wanted to say was, they are two different things, okay, and they are supposed to be
viewed differently.
And the people who are organizing it, also you organize it differently, because true, it's a fact, women's football doesn't bring as much money into, you know, the into system Ghana. Or people's pockets or wherever.
Please, it's just in Ghana.
No, outside.
Are you sure?
I mean, prior, like not now, but before.
Let's talk. I'm talking about now. Let's live in the
present. As compared to the men's football, and I think that is because they try to market
the men's football more.
Not the men, but that tries to like market it as they would the men's game. And if you do that, it won't work. Even they don't even try to market it
at all
over here. That's the point. And you know, it's like garbage in, garbage out. What you put into something is what you get. So if you have your women's national team going to play in such an important competition, whether that you are hosting yourself, and you don't put in the resources to fully equip them, to fully prepare them, how do you expect them to come into the tournament and be scoring 5 goals in every match? Which they can do, but if you don't prepare, I mean, you reap what you sow. So,
but you see, as they are comparing, they are not scoring more goals. Didn't the Black Stars do one goal policy at the last World Cup when Azerbaijan scored the penalty?
I think we are going on a tangent here. So the thing is, our thoughts for the friendly match was that
they did well.
I mean, I thought they wouldn't win because it's been a long before the
somebody's not a Ghanaian.
Huh?
You are not a Ghanaian.
I'm not Ghanaian. I'm just saying the fact.
How did you think we're going to lose against South Africa?
No, I thought either like we'll lose or we'll draw. I didn't think we'd win.
You actually thought we'll win.
Because honestly, the Queens haven't really played together as a team in like
how long? Forever.
So I mean, I think they put up a very good performance.
Yes.
and it gave them, you know, confidence going into their tournament. And then they, you know, went, took that along into the Algeria, game. But, I mean, they could have done us a favor and scored a bit more goals. I think the finishing was poor.
Was poor, not quite poor. It was
quite, but they played well.
If you have shooting accuracy, the number of shots we played and the number of shots played on target is like 33%.
Well, yeah, but
it's poor.
I mean, I really enjoyed that. I don't know, maybe Algeria is a cheap side, but our women played well.
They did well.
I have to mention, I always mention Sharifa too. I mean, the number 7. She was just.
She's godsend.
So I just love to watch her. She's really doing something.
Both mentally and physically.
Very, very good.
She knows how to work players.
In that game, our defense was very strong. Very solid. Strong and calm. And then moving over into the
Mali game.
The Mali game. Which was just yesterday.
The Mali game,
eh?
There was 11 Ghanaian players and 12 Malian players. You see, she's laughing.
Oh my gosh, Eva.
12 because the referee was also a Malian player. I don't care what country she's from. She was a Malian player. Okay. Let me break it down for you.
Break what down?
In the first half, there were
people saw. They saw.
Who saw? People. And then maybe some people didn't watch.
They were showing to them. By this time, they've heard it.
I mean, there were like 4 clear handball situations.
3 in the first half and 1 in the second.
I said 4 in the first half.
It was 3.
It was 4 in the first half. It was three. The last time we pressed your phone and we tapped you.
Whatever.
Dikene and told you that.
It's okay. Go on.
So, 3-4. That she can leave me alone. Yeah, there are 3 clear penalty situations. And you see, it was in front of the ref. And the ref,
she pretended not to see.
Let me explain to you why she pretended.
Don't explain to me why. Are you in her eyes? She didn't see.
There was a free kick situation where a player clearly dribbled the Malian defender, and then the Malian defender brought her down, and then the ref said, no foul, and then the ball continued. The play, everything continued. Then the Ghanaian player was still on the floor. So I think there was a throw in, and then the Malians alerted her with the Ghanaians that there's a player on the ground. So then, following through as the play was going on, the player was trying to get up. So when the ref finally had her attention towards the player was on her knees getting up. The ref went and did this. Okay, you can't see.
They can't see.
So the ref did know that she shouldn't do that again. Telling us that the girl is pretending. You see, the ref, she's a Malian. See, it's two things.
She's not a Malian, she's from Swaziland.
She's a Malian. They did yesterday, even though the start, our gameplay was slow. It was slow because. No, the start was slow till the actual captain came. No offense to anyone, but until the actual captain came. The captain we saw, captain during the Algeria match.
The coach put her on the bench and brought her in
Put her and some other players on the bench and tried new players. Okay. But then I think it was a wrong move because we needed to win. This was our second match and not our last group match. So we needed to secure these 3 points. Make it 6 points, then we can go and play in the last match. So I actually think the whole team, because actually when Elizabeth Addo came in, a lot of things changed. They were playing, they were passing better, they were dribbling better, they were shooting better.
Then she drew the penalty.
And she drew the penalty, which the ref could not say no to. Trust because if she had said no, Charlie,
people just throw themselves onto the pitch.
Would have ended the match. We would have ended the match at that point. I'm sure they'll tell us that we'll come back and come and play it today or that. Honestly, because the match would have ended.
That was very poor refereeing on her part.
So yes. And one thing we also noticed that the Lions women kept looking at the referee before they raised their flags.
They're not refs, so we didn't know.
No, see, this is what I mean. There was a time when the ball went out by the line woman. Okay. And she didn't know where to show the flag to. So for her, like, she was using her right hand to point to her left hand to point to her right before lifting the flag. So when she did that, then the ref pointed to her right, like the lineswoman's right. Before the lineswoman also put her. And that's what we're saying, that it seemed like, I don't know.
Well, we are no refs.
We just feel that they were all against us.
The refs.
We just were asked the ref. Just gonna ask Manuel. Because I just think there was very poor refereeing on.
No, so the South Africa Nigeria match. What?
So right now, Ghana, we are playing the Giants of Cameroon. We have given them the name Giants. Come and beat me.
Maybe I'm afraid for them. I'm afraid.
Because first of all, we watched the first half of Cameroon versus Mali. That was their first one.
Hey, before that game was.
That game was super. It was very fast. They played very aggressive football.
Cameroon, the number 7, and she scored Gabriel or something. She scored, I think, their first goal in the Algeria match yesterday.
See, they are good. They are good players.
She versus our number 7. We'll see who come on top.
They are good players. Like, they are very good.
Honestly, I think that going into this match, Cameroon will come out on top.
She's not.
Of the table. I don't know. It will take like a huge, I don't know, some magic or something from the queens to like.
Oh, Cameroon!
Because I'm very, very scared.
We have a slim chance. Yes, looking at.
As for Ghana, they were always working with slim chances. Every day we are doing maths, calculating where we end up on the table.
I'm saying slim chance because looking at the game Cameroon has played in their two matches and the game we have played in our two matches. The first match, we did better than the play we gave in the second match. Okay, and the ladies know what is at stake. So I just think that if they really do their best, they can actually beat Cameroon. No team is unbeatable. That's one thing.
Yesterday, so I'm sorry, a lot of people were bashing our keeper. And honestly, I didn't understand them. Because in my eyes, of the three keepers we have, she's clearly the best. As of the team, because if you guys watch the South Africa friendly, I think it was Fafali who was keeping, right?
I'm not the keeper, but please, we saw it. And she almost scored herself after catching a ball.
From the first, the Algeria game, I mean, Patricia Mante was quite solid, more solid than Fafali. I have not seen the third keeper in action, so I can't speak.
I think this is why they are blaming the keeper.
Was the free kick, no?
The penalty. That thing was not a penalty. Whatever the ref collected for Mali was not a penalty. I don't know what it's called, but it's not a penalty. But the ref took
it. In your eyes, it's not a penalty.
No, because this is the situation. A keeper touches the ball. She dived to catch the ball. And she didn't fully catch it, but she touched the ball. And the Malian player was also running in to play the ball. So if there's a collision, but I have touched the ball first, how am I the one who created the foul?
I don't know.
And you gave the keeper a yellow card. You see, you realize they never played. They never did a replay of that. They never showed us a replay of that. Anyway, and then the free kick. Well, the keeper, they are saying that the keeper punched the ball right in front of the opponent. But please, what were the defenders also doing in front of the keeper? Or they were not part of the football. See, we lost. It is the Black Queen's fault. You can't single one. Blame game day. We can do it the whole day. I just think the whole team didn't really put on their best performance yesterday. So our last game with Cameroon, if they don't kill themselves, well, we'll win the house. We'll do host and watch. And then we'll see what will happen in the Group B.
Okay, let's talk about
Group B. Yeah.
Nigeria, South Africa match. Mainly, I'm happy South Africa won.
Before the match, what were we thinking?
Nigeria will win.
Looking at the way we played with South Africa, we thought, well, Nigeria will win. Because, I mean, first of all, they are defending champions.
8-time winners.
Okay, and then some players we know are also now in the national team. And they showed... Oshuala was playing for 1924. She can't play for them. It's like they've added players we know that were good, even in the.
No, she's been playing for national team.
So why did they play in the 1920s?
I don't know. She's been in the national team. This is not her first time playing for the national team.
I'm not saying this is her first time, like, but now she doesn't play under 20 again.
Because she's no longer under 20
level. But I'm talking about, like, they've brought players from there and they've added it to the team.
Ah, Rashida.
Yes.
Ajibade.
I'm talking about the other, they've brought players from the under 20 and then they've added them to the team.
I think it's just...
But I mean, maybe on their bench.
Game they played, the coach played four strikers. So Oshuala, Francisca Odega, who plays for Washington Spirits in the US. Do you know she played in Atletico Madrid?
They are dead. And they lost their one.
She's playing in Atletico Madrid with the women's team over there. And then she came back to the Spirit. That thing where Alex Morgan did some that she left Orlando and went to Lyon for like a year and came back. Then Desire, I don't know if her name is Desire or said Desiree. Oprah Nosey, who plays for Guingamp. I don't know how to mention that thing. Whether Guingamp
it's
France.
Simple.
And then Rashidat Ajibade herself. Now you have four strikers. And between those four strikers, top notch strikers.
Thank you.
I mean Oshuala is the reigning women's player of the year, African women's player of the year. So, I mean, I think the South Africans did a very good job of silencing all those four people. And
thanks to Tembi.
Huh? And also thanks to Tembi Katlana. They managed to secure a win.
I actually think that was a perfect, that was what we call a super sub.
So, as I was ironing over here, what is God? Come and see me. Like, go, run over. And I almost tripped on the iron cordo. And then you called me.
So, me, the first half of the South African Nigeria, I actually fell asleep because the match was boring for me. So, when I woke up, they were about to start the second half. Then I said, okay, let me watch. Then when the goal came, I couldn't believe it. But it was a goal. Then I called the ramen and were shouting go on the phone.
I was like, what?
I mean, what? No, coach is good.
She's called Ellis.
What's
the name?
Yeah, she's
also called Ellis. US coach.
She's also called
Ellis.
Yeah,
Ellis and the girls.
But I think
South Africa really good and start bringing Katlana in.
They also made good of made use of their chance they got. I think that was the only clear chance I saw. But I said I was asleep, so.
I'm telling you, that was not the only letter. They had other chances.
Anyway, that I think they really used that one. They really,
as usual, their captain Janine Van Dijk, she played superbly. I mean, she's always such a rock.
She's gosh. Anyway, when the ball comes, trust me, if you pass by her, you go down. Am I lying? If you pass by her, you go down. There's no way you can pass by her.
I enjoyed that.
So yes.
And
so,
then I was chatting with Amanda on Twitter, and I was like.
Yeah,
I'm sure she was just running around screaming, but she was like, she was having tears in her eyes. I was like,
couldn't believe that scored Nigeria.
Yeah,
I think I need to tell her. She was happy. She was very happy that her team has a fighting chance to also qualify for the World
Cup. Yeah, I mean, I think they do.
Because now, defending champions have no point. They are playing their second.
So they'll be coming for the Zambians. So the Zambians, yes. Get ready. So just like
Zambia scored Equatorial Guinea 6.
Oh, I was so sad.
Five.
Why are you adding more info?
I don't know because I thought because of the second penalty they scored.
I feel so bad for the Equatorial Guineans
to keep out. Two times.
Like after the second goal was the third goal. So I think she wants to cry.
She doesn't know what to do.
It's like she's having a nightmare and it just keeps getting worse.
She just keeps falling into a nightmare into a nightmare.
When they called for the penalty, she was just
standing there, her hands open, looking.
Oh my God, what is happening? What am I going to do? I felt really bad.
But I mean,
the Zambians played well.
Yeah, they did.
They did that. Well. They were just. I'm sure that the Kenyans have done Equatorial Guinea juju. They're like,
why did you let me go?
You're not rich anyway. Just you go and play and they'll score you some. You just come home. Next time, we'll see whether you want to go again or not.
That their issue there was funny. It was a bit funny for me.
I'm looking to.
But see, me also have a problem with them even allowing Equatorial Guinea because if they become third, which doesn't look possible anyway, but you still can't play the Women's World Cup. So why even allow them? Why score someone's chance? But well, it seems that they don't have a chance. So now, Kenya can also jubilate that as you do, let us go. You are also not going. We are all coming home.
If Ghana doesn't qualify
for the World Cup, I don't mind.
You really don't mind?
Because, okay, let me just look for, say something as they are listening. Let me look for the teams that have
qualified.
And it's even here yesterday. I was looking for it. So, listeners.
By the way, you think we can't
beat any of these teams? Yeah, the teams that have qualified for the World Cup. Argentina. Australia, Brazil, Canada,
Sinclair, thank you.
Chile, China, we don't know anybody. Japan, England,
plenty of people.
Kani, Steph Houghton, Jordan Knobs, Nikita Paris.
Please, you are scaring me.
It's okay. Go and look for all those players I've mentioned. France, Wendy Renard, Amadine Henry, the keeper, Buhadi, all those people are there. Germany, Alexandra Paul. I want me to mention Mago, who else? Let me see their faces. Sarah Debred and Co. Italy, I don't know them like that. Jamaica,
do you know Jamaica?
Debutants, Jamaica, I don't know them.
Japan,
G, something Kim, another something Kim. Korea Republic, this is a Kim Jong Un, Hwang's people. Netherlands, Lick Martens. Van der Sanden, makeup lady. Van der Sanden.
Yes, that lady put some makeup to play.
Allow her.
See her in the World Cup.
There's Norway. I don't really know. There's this one lady, but I forgot her name.
Scotland,
Spain. Cry. This girl.
Spain. Pina will play.
Castellano. That's Colombia. Okay.
Pina, the captain. That's she will play.
Spain, Sweden.
Please, USA, don't mention.
Who can I? Oh, USA, I'll mention the whole squad. Sweden, but who is there? I've forgotten the name.
Thailand. We have a chance against Thailand.
Almighty United States of America.
Please.
Defending, allow me, what? Defending champions, current. You know, leaders or world number one in their rankings.
I said, please.
Let me mention the squad.
Let's mention three.
Ashlyn Harris.
Oh, God.
Alyssa Nair. Adriana French. These are the keepers. Okay. Becky Starburn.
Take a pen, please.
Kelly O'Hara.
There
you
go.
What's her name? Klingenberg. Megan Klingenberg.
Can you move on?
Tiana Davidson. I've mentioned her name since the number one I mentioned. Tiana Davidson, Abigail Kemper, Emily Sonnet. Then we move to the midfielders. The great Horan. Lindsay Horan.
Please, I would be taking a pen.
The great Horan. Morgan Bryan, Carly Lloyd.
Carly Lloyd.
Who else? Tobin Heath, Mallory Pugh, Andy Sullivan, Rose Lavelle, Alex Morgan. If
you say Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan. Oh, how could I forget Rapino? Megan Rapinoe.
Some people that I've not even on the team play again.
Ali Krieger and the rest. All these people are there and they are ready to score you like 7-0. 8-0, 9-0, 10-0. So, I mean, sure, I mean, this is football. Anything can happen, and we all agree. But sometimes, when you know, you know.
But also, but I think if you're able to qualify for the World Cup, it also gives them an experience. Drive or journey or whatever we want to call it.
Sure, exactly. But me, I'm supporting USA at the World Cup.
Me, I know you. I know where else would you go?
And if South Africa qualifies,
South Africa,
I'm supporting. As for Nigeria, okay, Nigerians, if they qualify, I'll support them, but I don't want them to win this outcome. You've won 8 times. Why?
Want to make it 10.
Are you not tired of winning?
You want to make it 10.
Please, let someone else win. We are tired. So otherwise, it becomes, no, I want South Africa to win.
Mali squad is, you know what they're doing.
They should get away. Maybe the ref will win for them.
But the ref, if I see any of our matches again,
we'll just protest. So, 36 minutes. We've done that.
So, ticket situation.
Okay. We'll just quickly touch on the ticket situation. So, yesterday, we got information like a day before yesterday that it's free entry, like it was in the first game. But even, it was free after some time. So, yesterday, we will know that it's a free game, but we wanted to make sure.
Because we don't like
it was a free game, because this is Ghana. Ghana, things are funny here. Anything can happen. So okay, we are laughing because we are watching City TV right now, and I think Coach Bashir Rehefort is on the end. Yesterday he was correcting people's grammar.
My best friend.
And their presser.
So it is Aram's best friend.
He's not my best friend. That's why we are laughing.
It was correcting grammar instead of answering why they lost the match.
So, Efua went to ADB. That's where.
ADB is at, the junction is called ADB because the ADB bank is
like. So you said there's a ridge.
It's before the ridge runabout.
Okay.
It's before the ridge runabout.
So, Efua went there. That
we those who know Accra, you know. It's at the junction, there's bus stop after Sankara.
That's, she wants to buy tickets.
So let
narrate. Over you. To you. Narrate.
So after we got to, I was with another friend, Linda. We got to ADB house, and then we asked the security man that we wanted to buy tickets. And I was like, well, he didn't see anyone bringing tickets there today, so we should go inside. Then when we're entering, we saw that it had been put there like A4 sheets that tickets for Alcon 2018. Sold here. So we're like, oh, let's get in and see. So a nice security man opened the door for us, and we asked him. He was like, he also didn't see them bring tickets because they told them that it was free. But we should ask the woman.
Emphasize again, they told him that it was what?
It was free. Okay. F-R-E-E. Mm-hmm. Free.
Underlined.
Mm-hmm. Bold. Mm-hmm. Italic.
Red.
So we went, he said he directed us to the lady that they bring the tickets to. And we asked her, want to buy a ticket? He was like, but these people said it was free. That is why they didn't bring us tickets. No, it's free. We're like, well, we just wanted to be sure before we get to the thing. He said, okay. Because she was told it's free. That's why they didn't bring them tickets to sell. Unlike the first game where they brought them tickets to sell. So people, we said, fine. Since the only place to buy tickets, which is ADB bank,
and even if I remember the first game, there were supposed to be tickets at the stadium because it was on the organizers' website
that there will be tickets at the stadium.
Tickets will be sold at ADB and at the stadium. Then we got to the stadium and they said, oh, they are not selling the tickets here, we should go to ADB. Then they made it free. So already day one, inconsistencies. And then day two.
So we got to the stadium finally. We met up with Irama. Getting inside the gate, and they said, here is VIP. Here is VIP entrance.
No, even the VIP entrance.
No, Irama, if the thing is free, it's free. There's no gate for VIP. But fine, he said VIP entrance. We should go to the other side.
Ekufado was coming soon. Hey, you cannot be chewing your president.
Please, I didn't chew the president. I chewed what she said, please. It's a difference. So, okay, as I was saying, did we not put Akufo-Addo in his position? Did he just get up and become president? But anyway, so we got there. They said, here is VIP entry. If you want to pass the other gate, we need a ticket. So I was like, hold up. You people said we should buy tickets at ADB. The place where you said you should buy the tickets, you didn't send them tickets. So where do you expect us to get tickets? Said, we should go to the other gate. So fine, we took ourselves there. Actually, they were telling people the same thing at all the other gates. Then we met some man. That man, whoever I see you, I'll take my 5 cities.
I'm sure. Trust me. 15 cities.
Let me see. I'll take my 5 cities time step.
Should have taken a picture of his face, car.
But see, anyone will see him, I'll see him. He came like, oh, he has tickets, and we bought it.
And he just pulled like some out of
his pocket. Yes. And then, and we were desperate. And we wanted to go and watch the match and support the girls.
It was almost time to start, and we really, really wanted to enter. So we bought
the tickets. And then
you can laugh at us that we've stood there for somebody to dupe us.
But it's not duping because we are not the only ones who went to buy tickets before they said it was free. Actually, a lot of people. So we met another friend of mine, DK, and he didn't have a ticket. He also didn't have a ticket because he was told it was free. So when we got there, they sell tickets. So then one of the people in the crowd said that, oh, he just went to buy his at Shell. The man he said told him to go to Shell. Okay. So Total is holding the
Shell team. Opposes the stadium.
Yes, but we are buying tickets at Shell. Please, I'm repeating. Total is hosting the outcome.
Total is sponsoring.
I say hosting. I'm if all these things. It is desperation. So Charlie, they are sponsoring, but we are buying tickets at Shell. So fine. A lot of people quickly rushed to the Shell filling station and bought a ticket. And then as they were crossing the road back to the stadium, then one man from nowhere just came and said,
it's free, enter, it's free. And then you guys, because you and DK were like at the front there, you managed to enter without any hassle.
No. That gate wasn't open. When the man said free, the queue were into the at the further gates. At the further gates, they were rushing. So we chugged.
Mm-hmm.
We chugged. And then all of a sudden somebody came to open the gate to pass through.
Mm-hmm.
So when he opened it initially, he didn't want anyone to pass, but mm-hmm. he saw somebody he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were three, he made them go.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was like, okay, we should form a queue and come.
Mm-hmm.
So as we were forming the queue.
No, so you entered like without.
They pushed us all.
But it wasn't like
that. They said, hey, Mundi queue, and then you entered.
As for me, they pushed me. I met my friend, Kelvin, and I haven't seen him in ages, so I met him, and then I was
I don't know. All of a sudden, then the men, they just started coming. I don't know when they started coming from. They were rushing.
And I said, if you're not careful, somebody will.
And I was like, hey. They should relax. Why? We're all trans. Why are they?
And then when we entered, they said they are searching our bags. That's why I said I almost died. They almost killed me.
And they were just pushing me.
I'm glad you are alive.
It's like,
I'm glad you are alive.
I don't know. Like, you are not in control of where you are going.
People
are
just pushing you. She was moving with emotions.
I said I almost died. I'm glad you are alive.
And then we enter.
And we enter. They said they are searching our bag. The bag that he's searching.
No, I'm crying.
Let us know what you are looking for. You can't let us. Open the bag and look in. He's not looking in. And we enter.
He's looking for
him. And then the referee mafiaed us. So please, if you are, just be consistent about where to get a ticket.
Yeah, if it's free, let us know.
Tell
us
it's free. Somebody can come and say it's free and later you people want to bag money into your pocket. People at the
gate want to take money. We know that what they are doing is wrong and we will not pay. And then some, like, I don't know. Let us know whether it's free or not.
We can afford our tickets. So.
Even the VIP and VVIP ones cry. VVVVVIP cry, we can afford.
We're sitting that show. Shell glass.
That one, me, I don't like. It's not drumming like that outside.
That place, you don't realize that they don't shout.
No, you can't shout.
They don't shout.
You can't
just do.
First,
what?
Like, what happened?
Back.
I want the one that you can. Oh.
So yeah,
they snap their fingers.
I think 45 minutes we've done.
I mean, we've talked.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap of a lot of the things that have happened
in this first episode. So
I hope we catch you.
Thank
the next
you
time.
For listening. I think we'll have to do like a Twitter page or something.
Yeah.
And an Instagram as well. So listen to us, download and listen, follow us, send us your thoughts, your reactions, you know.
Everything.
Yeah. And let's, you know, hoist the flag of women's football high in Ghana. In Ghana over here. So we are looking forward to the rest of the matches.
I'm looking forward to the next South African match because I think once they've been able to beat defending champions, I really think it gives them a lot of confidence to play their next match. But I also think the South Africa Nigeria match, I think Nigeria entered the match a bit complacent.
No, they were. No, you will not, be
I mean, complacency will kill somebody one of these
days. So, yeah. So
yes,
it's a wrap. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you. They can't see what you are doing. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Another episode. Yeah. So have a great day, everybody.
Bye.